And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukraine's president is denying claims of having captured the eastern city of Bakhmut as it wrapped up the surprise appearance of the Group of Seven summit in Japan. Another round of debt talks has wrapped up at the Capitol. White House and White House spokesperson and met with 2.5 hours Sunday evening. President Joe Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy plan to meet in person again on Monday in search of a deal to avert an economic wrecking federal crisis. More of the lines drawn in the sand is VOA's Veronica Balderas Iglesias.
If the debt ceiling isn't raised, hard choices will have to be made, conceded Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen on NBC's Meet the Press.
We have to pay interest in principal on outstanding debt. Mm-hmm. We also have obligations to seniors who count on Social Security, our military that expects pay, contractors mm-hmm. who've provided services to the federal government, and some bills have to go unpaid.
As early as June 1st is when Secretary Yellen estimates the U.S. would run out of cash if Republicans and Democrats in Congress aren't able to reach a deal. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
And again, Ukraine's president is denying Russia's claim of having captured the eastern city of Bakhmut as he wrapped up a surprise appearance at the Group of Seven summit in Japan. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. A stampede by soccer fans at a quarterfinals league match in El Salvador has left at least a dozen dead, and many more people are injured as a result. And we get more again from AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
The crush happened when fans pushed through one of the entrance gates at Monumental Stadium in Cuscatlan. One fan said one of the gates was closed too early, leaving many angry fans with tickets stranded outside. Those fans eventually knocked the gate down. Play was suspended about 16 minutes into the match when fans in the stands, waving frantically, began getting the attention of those on the field. Dozens made it onto the field where they received medical treatment. Speaking at the scene, National Civil Police Commissioner Mauricio Ariza-Chicas said there would be a criminal investigation into the incident. I'm Karen Chamas.
Tens of thousands of people rallied in Serbia Friday for a third time in a month in protests following two mass shootings, even as government officials in the Balkan country rejected opposition criticism on the way they handled the crisis. The protesters have been demanding the resignation of two other senior ministers and the revocation of broadcasting licenses for two networks, which they say promote violence and glorify crime figures. Meanwhile, the autocratic President Alexander Lukashenko, held separate rallies in the northern town where he accused his political opponents of trying to take power through violence. The two shootings on May 3rd and 4th, which left 18 people dead, is something that actually stunned the nation. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Saudi Arabia's first astronauts in decades are headed to the International Space Station on a chartered multi-million dollar flight. SpaceX launched the first Saudi female astronaut on Sunday, along with a Royal Saudi Air Force fighter pilot. They're joined by an American from Tennessee and a retired NASA astronaut who now works for the Houston company that arranged the trip. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.